Good morning. It's April 16th, and this is your daily brief in crypto. Here's everything you need to know. In the volatile world of cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin has once again captured headlines by achieving a market dominance of 55.3%, a peak not seen in 3 years, with its value soaring to $65,468. This milestone comes amid a backdrop of significant market fluctuations and investor wariness, painting a complex picture of the current crypto landscape. Recently, Bitcoin experienced a sharp 13.3% price drop, leading to $387 million in forced liquidations and a $5.4 billion decrease in open interest. This abrupt downturn has prompted a reevaluation of Bitcoin's perceived stability, challenging its nickname as digital gold. Despite a modest recovery to $63,500, the event has left trader sentiment fragile, with the market's confidence yet to fully rebound. The altcoin market has been a mixed bag in response to these developments. While some cryptocurrencies have posted modest losses, others have managed to claw back into positive territory. This indicates a cautious optimism among investors, even as the overall cryptocurrency market continues to navigate through turbulence. A significant development in the sector has been Hong Kong's approval of spot Bitcoin ETFs, a move that mirrors earlier approvals by the US SEC. This is seen as a positive step towards broadening cryptocurrency investment products in the region. Additionally, the upcoming Bitcoin halving event is anticipated to potentially drive prices upward, further stirring speculative interest among investors. However, investors are advised to remain vigilant, especially with the evolving situation in the Hong Kong market, which could have far-reaching effects on cryptocurrency prices. Fusion Media's risk disclosure adds a layer of caution to this narrative, highlighting the high risks involved in trading cryptocurrencies. They emphasize the importance of investors carefully considering their investment objectives, experience, and risk appetite before engaging in trading, pointing out the potential for significant losses and the importance of not relying solely on real-time data accuracy. As the cryptocurrency market continues to evolve, these developments underscore the dynamic and often unpredictable nature of digital currencies. With new competitors emerging, such as AI data centers and regulatory environments changing, the landscape for Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies remains intriguingly uncertain. In a bold move blending traditional banking with the digital age, Germany's largest federal bank, Landesbank Baden-Württemberg, or LBBW, is stepping into the cryptocurrency arena through a strategic partnership with Bitpanda Technology Solutions, a leading European crypto platform. This collaboration marks a significant pivot towards the future of banking and investment in Europe, promising to bring cryptocurrency services directly to LBBW's corporate clients. LBBW, boasting total assets of 333 billion euros, is joining a growing list of German banks that are now incorporating cryptocurrency solutions into their offerings. By teaming up with Bitpanda Technology Solutions, LBBW plans to launch these services in the second half of 2024, focusing on the secure custody and procurement of major cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Ethereum, among other digital assets. This partnership not only signals LBBW's entry into the crypto market, but also leverages Bitpanda's robust regulatory framework, allowing for a faster and more secure market entry. The initial agreement between LBBW and Bitpanda is set for 3 years, with a keen eye on potentially expanding these services to private customers in the future. This move by LBBW underscores a major shift in the traditional banking sector, as it begins to embrace and integrate cryptocurrency services. It reflects a forward-thinking approach to banking and investment, positioning LBBW and Bitpanda at the forefront of this transformative wave in the financial industry. The cryptocurrency market is buzzing with a bold prediction from Ripple CEO Brad Garlinghouse, who sees the market's valuation potentially doubling from its current $2.6 trillion to an astonishing $5 trillion by the end of year 2024. This forecast hinges on several pivotal developments, including growing institutional interest, the anticipated approval of spot Bitcoin ETFs by the SEC, and the forthcoming Bitcoin halving event. Garlinghouse's optimism is fueled by a combination of factors that he believes will drive the market's exponential growth. Among these, the increasing involvement of institutional investors and a forthcoming decrease in Bitcoin supply due to the halving event are expected to significantly boost Bitcoin's price. Moreover, Garlinghouse is hopeful for more favorable regulatory conditions in the United States, which could further stimulate the market. The Ripple CEO also points to historical patterns of growth following previous Bitcoin halvings as a strong indicator for his bullish market outlook. This perspective, however, stands in contrast to some investment advisories, such as the Motley Fool Stock Advisor Team, which has notably excluded Bitcoin from its list of the top 10 recommended stocks for investors. In regulatory news, Uniswap has come under the SEC's scrutiny, receiving an enforcement notice over concerns that it may be operating as an unregistered securities broker and exchange. Meanwhile, Solana's development team is working towards resolving the blockchain's transactional issues, targeting April 15th as the date to implement a much-needed fix. These developments underscore the dynamic and evolving nature of the cryptocurrency market, highlighting both its potential for significant growth and the regulatory challenges it faces. In a landmark case underscoring the vulnerabilities of decentralized finance, a former Amazon engineer, Shakib Ahmed, has been sentenced to 3 years in prison for orchestrating a sophisticated scam that siphoned off over $12 million from two cryptocurrency exchanges. This marks a significant moment in the battle against digital theft, particularly the first conviction for hacking a smart contract on blockchain technology, a cornerstone of the crypto world. Ahmed, leveraging his expertise as a senior security engineer, exploited weaknesses in the exchange's systems, one of which was Crema Finance, a platform based on the Solana blockchain. His cyber heist didn't just stop at the theft. Ahmed engaged with the victimized exchanges, proposing to return the majority of the stolen funds. He even went as far as voluntarily disclosing another breach he conducted on Nirvana Finance, showcasing a complex interplay of guilt and negotiation. Despite his guilty plea to a single count of computer fraud and his cooperative stance, the court handed down a 3-year prison sentence, followed by an equal period of supervised release. The prosecutors painted a picture of a man who, post-theft, laundered the illicit gains and delved into online research on fraud and money laundering tactics, suggesting a premeditated approach to his crimes. As part of his sentence, Ahmed is required to forfeit the $12.3 million he stole and pay $5 million in restitution to his victims. This case not only highlights the ingenuity and risks associated with digital finance, but also serves as a cautionary tale for those enticed by the seeming anonymity and security of blockchain technology. The theft and subsequent conviction shine a spotlight on the escalating issue of fraud within the decentralized finance DeFi sector, which has reported losses amounting to billions due to similar scams. In a landmark move for the cryptocurrency sector in South Africa, VALR, a leading cryptocurrency exchange, has successfully secured Category 1 and 2 licenses from the Financial Sector Conduct Authority, or FSCA. This pivotal development positions VALR as one of the inaugural crypto firms to navigate and comply with the FSCA's expanded regulatory framework, which now encompasses the oversight of cryptocurrencies as of 2023. VALR, boasting a valuation of $240 million as of 2022, has established a robust presence in the global cryptocurrency market, servicing over 1,000 corporate and institutional clients alongside more than 500,000 individual crypto traders. The CEO of VALR, Farzam Essani, has expressed that this regulatory approval marks a monumental achievement for the company, underscoring the significance of this regulatory milestone for the broader South African market. In addition to VALR, the FSCA has extended its regulatory approval to other cryptocurrency firms, including Luno and Zignali, further solidifying the regulatory landscape for cryptocurrencies in South Africa. Parallel to these licensing advancements, the Advertising Regulatory Board in South Africa has revised its guidelines to cater to the growing popularity of cryptocurrency investments. These updated regulations mandate that advertisements for crypto investments must now transparently disclose the risks involved, ensuring that potential investors receive a balanced view of potential returns, features, benefits, and associated risks. This has been your daily brief in crypto. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.